Good morning, Wake Up HCC. This is Hoko Live coming at you from the basement in McEwen Hall right here in Howard Community College. It is good to be back. I was actually out all of last week. Brendan was covering for me. They say the flu got to me, but the test says otherwise. I still take the Tamiflu. I'm still taking all the medicine. I am doing way better. My family, except for my husband, we've all transitioned through it in the last couple of weeks. My son was the last one to get it, but you know, it's all good. I feel good today. And they say that you really get to appreciate the things that you have when you miss them, and I miss working so much last week. It's incredible, you know. It's funny how we get caught up many times in our routine, and it's almost like a burden, and it feels like heavy, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go back to work. But then when you have something like the flu come at you and just stop you in your tracks, you know, all just totally, and just throws you in bed for like literally 4 days, you realize how blessed you are every single day to be able to get up and go to work and do what you love to do. So I'm very, very happy to be here on this Monday morning that feels like it's supposed to feel like it feels like winter in the morning, but it's going to get to spring in the afternoon with a 60 degree weather. And, you know, spring, there's something special about spring. There's something special about the warm weather. There's something special, I feel, about this type of days where you have winter in the morning and then you know that it's going to get warmer. It gives you certain energy. It gives you power. It gives you energy. And we're going to talk about an event that I think has that same effect in your soul, maybe. And this is just speaking from personal experience. I have not been able to go to the event before, but I've volunteered before. I've been involved in events that help our community before. And that's what this event is all about. This event is about helping an organization that does a great deal for our community on a daily basis. We're talking about grassroots. And we're going to dive into an event that I personally didn't know about until I met Kathy, who's sitting here, one of the ladies sitting here in studio with me. I don't know if you guys remember Kathy. She was here back in, I want to say, the early November, right before Thanksgiving, to talk about a dinner event that they put together, Kathy and Dean put together in November to help the community in Elk Ridge. And Kathy's back again because there's another great event that helps our community, and she is involved with that one as well. So I'm very, very happy to have you here, Kathy. Welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Kathy is here with Allison Susak, and she is Glenmer United Methodist Church Silent Auction Committee Chair, I'm going to say. And I'm sorry if I butcher your last name. I didn't ask you before we went live, so
you
please correct
great.
Me. That's my Spanish coming in. That's how I read it in Spanish. And, you know, we're going to talk about Super Sunday. And when I got your email, I think it was right around the time of Super Bowl. And mm-hmm. So I was like, I was thinking, is this related at all? And then when I read the details of the event, I was like, this is not related to Super Bowl at all, but it's just as big.
Right.
It's really just as big as the Super Bowl. It really does. I mean, it's such a great event. So before we dive into the details of the event, I do, you know, I always like to get to know my guests a little bit better before a conversation. So if you guys don't mind just sharing a little bit of, you know, who you are and maybe why you're involved with this event and what you do today.
Great. Well, I'm Kathy Smith, and I work with Grassroots, Howard County's only 24-hour crisis service center and homeless shelter. It's located in Columbia. We're celebrating our 50-year anniversary this year. I work with the community in getting information out about Grassroots services. I work with schools, churches, organizations to let them know that Grassroots services are available 24/7 and free to anyone that needs help or support in the community. Mm. And that's basically what I do. I'm a community connector.
You know, that big word right there, free, because many times people are scared of calling because they're like, how much is this going to cost? And I'm already mm-hmm. down on my luck and I don't have the money for mm-hmm. it. So it's important for people to know that these resources are available to you at no cost. Like, this really is people working to help you out there. So if you need assistance, please call, please pick up the phone. If you don't have a phone, I'm sure that if you go into a store and you ask for a phone, they'll let you use it. I mean, there's a lot of good people out in our community. So, and we're all really trying to just help each other. So look for help. There's a lot of resources out there. And Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Allison Zuzak, and I'm a member of Glenmore United Methodist Church. It's a relatively large church in Ellicott City. And the one thing about Glenmore is that it really has a heart for service and for mission. We've been a big supporter of Grassroots for many years. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, we support the cold weather shelter that's the local religious communities host from November to March for people who don't have a home, a place to stay. Mm. We support a lot of other things, Meals for Grassroots, the Day Resource Center. So following with the heart that we've had for Grassroots, we started with a silent auction to raise some more money. So we've been doing the silent auction for, this will be our ninth year this year.
You mentioned at least three different services right there from, mm-hmm. you know, speaking about Grassroots. So Grassroots is not just one organization that does one thing and that's it. It sounds like Grassroots really is an umbrella of services for people who need it. Is that right, Kathy?
Well, Grassroots is an organization that has numerous collaborators. Mm-hmm. There is no way that we could provide all of the services, whether they be shelter services, mental health services, or addiction type services, without big organizations and nonprofits and faith communities working together to help support them. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge collaboration.
Now, it says Grassroots Crisis Intervention Center. What type of crisis are we talking about? Is it just one specific type of crisis that a person needs to meet, a criteria in order to benefit from the services? Or is this any type of crisis? Help us understand a little bit.
So any crisis, when someone is feeling desperate or overwhelmed, whether it be related to losing your home, finding affordable housing, when it comes to a mental health crisis. I specifically work with young people in our schools and our community to let them know that Grassroots has a 24-hour hotline, and that when you call that hotline, there will be a person on the other end who is caring and compassionate and will listen and will help you find the help and support that you need, whether it be getting connected to additional mental health services or whether it coaching you through how to, talk to a friend that you're having a tough time with, or maybe it's a parent that you're struggling to share information with. They will help you. They'll guide you. They'll connect you. And that's the greatest thing. When you're feeling overwhelmed and feeling like you're in crisis, knowing that you have a resource to connect to provides that hope,
right,
and provides you with that feeling of like, okay, maybe I can help myself through this,
right,
with the help of someone else.
Right. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because many times when we're going through struggles in life, whatever that might be, we feel alone and we feel like it's only happening to us. And it's, that the rest of the world is fine, but this is just happening to me. Mm-hmm. So to be able to connect to somebody who can just bring that sense of reality back and help us realize that, one, you're not alone. And two, it's not just you, right? And that, I think, is the power of being able to socialize with each other and talk to each other. That, at least for me, and with even little things like with my kids, sometimes we struggle and I'm like, oh my gosh, why is this only happening to me? It's just my kids that are, whatever that might be, right? And then I talk to another parent, right? And they shared something very similar and it's like, oh, I can breathe now. It's not just me. I'm not alone. Like, just sharing your whatever it is you're going through, your challenges, your, I don't want to keep calling them challenges because sometimes it's just little things that we find in life, right, that keep piling up and then overwhelm us and then we just don't know what to do and we're buried in them, right? But sharing them with others and sharing them with people who are professional and do this,
absolutely,
you know, on a daily basis and knowing that we have a place to call and we're not going to be judged.
Nope.
And it's not like they're ready to just put you on a facility or give you medications or anything like that. I mean, understanding that this is humans connecting with humans and just helping you, as you said, mm-hmm. see hope,
exactly.
you know, at the end. It's a great thing to start this week with, you know, knowing that, oh my gosh, it's Monday morning, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can call Grassroots. I can call them and just help me sort through some things.
Absolutely. I think the thing that I like to tell people about Grassroots and its services is that it provides compassion. Mm. And when you're thinking about, you know, what is it that we need most in the world these days, I think it's the connectivity mm-hmm. of compassion, of knowing that there are people to help you when you need it most.
Mm, absolutely. So, Super Sunday. How does Super Sunday tie into everything that we talked about? How does it tie back to you guys and to Grassroots? Tell us a little bit about what the event is all about.
Well, Grassroots, because its services are free all the time, mm-hmm. We are very dependent on revenue streams, some of which come from, you know, grants, community funding, government funding, but a significant portion of the money that we need to provide these services come from the community. And they come from organizations like Glenmar, who help support Grassroots through fundraisers and even, you know, single donations, that type of thing. So Super Sunday, we're actually in our 12th year. This is year number 12. And it's an opportunity for families, intergenerational kids, to come together and support Grassroots, maybe learn a little bit more about its services, to enjoy soup donated from mm-hmm. local restaurants.
That's
bread.
What super comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, that's where the super comes from. Bread and ice cream mm-hmm. also donated.
That's
That's the Sunday part. The wonderful thing about Super Sunday is that it is a collaboration between Grassroots, the Howard County Public School System mm-hmm. in connection, specifically Wild Lake High School, because mm-hmm. they are our host students from across the county, and as well as Glenmar and Bethany United Methodist Church. They really work together behind the scenes as much as anyone else in providing that silent auction, which is mm-hmm. that real fun piece that comes with the event itself.
Mm-hmm. Allison, tell us about the silent auction. Tell us a little bit more about what that looks like. I mean, it sounds like it's really the big ticket item for this event. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, what it looks like, how you put it together, and then we'll go into some of the things that we can find there.
Okay. Well, you walk into Wild Lake. The first thing you do is you get a wristband that has a bidder's number on it. Mm. Then you take a left and you just look down and there is just a row of
tables
wow. with baskets and gift cards. This year we have close to 200 items
wow.
that you can bid on, and they're, you know, the baskets are decorated beautifully, and you know, it's a fun event where anybody can bid. And you know, we have buy it now prices, so at 80% or 90% of the value of the item, you can just go ahead and say, I'm going to buy it now, and it's yours. It's just a fun event. Just looking at the items is fun. It just is exciting.
Yeah.
So. I think what is really special about the silent auction is that the teams that put the baskets together mm-hmm. do so in such a creative way that they are physically attractive, but they also do it in a way that anybody can bid on anything. And so there's kids baskets. There are baskets that are geared towards families and spending time together. They've got some amazing vacation resort type of opportunities for bidding, as well as you know, things that focus on what's going on in Columbia, in downtown Columbia. Mm. They've got, you know, restaurants. They've got opportunities for families to come together and experience what's going on. And I think that's how they do such a great job in making it a really fun opportunity mm-hmm. for people.
It sounds like it's a really thoughtful process behind it. It's not just let's grab this little item, put it here, and say, okay, how much we can put it for it. No, it's really like a big thoughtful process behind it. Creating experiences, it sounds like, you know,
absolutely.
Like really thinking of whoever's going to take this item. We want this to not just be the excitement of having actually won the bid, because that's exciting on its own. But then when you take it home, that excitement, you know, continues to build on what you just won. And I think that's great.
That's fun.
I think that's getting me all excited now. It's like, okay.
That's fun.
And also, you know, certainly for the event itself, but if you take it a step back further, we get our congregations, both at Bethany United Methodist and Glenmar, to donate the baskets. Mm. So they're getting excited. They're passing on the message to their families about Grassroots, why they're doing it. And they have a great time pulling together the baskets. Mm-hmm. So it's all good.
So it's, you know, it's even, I love that you just brought it even farther back, because, you know, going back to Grassroots and the need that there is, and I'd love to talk about that, but we really don't have a whole lot of time, right? But we many times, because we're in Howard County, we get blinded by the fact that it's such a great community and there's so much good, you know, happening in our community. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of need that we don't see, mm-hmm. that we are not necessarily many times aware even of, mm-hmm. right? Because it's a very diverse county financially. If we just look at the finances, there's a lot of diversity and there's a lot mm-hmm. of families who are way up in the brackets, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's families also who are struggling just to make their
every
ends
day.
Meet. Yeah,
right.
every mm-hmm. single day. And when you're driving around, though, you don't really see that difference, right? Because our county is just beautiful. Like I'm a Howard County lover. I've been in this county for I think about 12 years now, and I've really come to love it because it's proven to be a great place to raise my kids, to have family time. I don't have to go very far to be able to go on a nice walk around a lake. Mm-hmm. You know, from where I come from, Ecuador, that was a trip. We had to take a trip away from Quito, which is where I'm from, to the closest one that I think was about a 2-hour drive to 3-hour drive.
Wow.
So it was, you know, it was a trip that we had to make. It had to be a special event. Here we can have that special event if we mm-hmm. choose to every single day. I mean, there's so many different lakes. There's so many different opportunities to just go and spend some good time with my family. So we can get lost and we can really lose sight of everybody else who needs help, right? And who is in our county needing those services, needing an extra hand, needing Grassroots help. And it's not only financial, though. And that's the thing that I guess maybe we can talk about a little bit and deeper on before we continue our conversation about Super Sunday, is that mental health issues don't come around because you don't have money, right? I mean, they happen to everybody.
Yes.
And that's something that's still very tabooed, something that we don't want to talk about, something that we don't want to face, that we are like, no, you just need to push through. You just need to keep working hard and you're going to be okay. Like you're either, if you have mental issues, then you're weak is what we are being told, I think, very strongly by society in general. And that is so not true.
Well, we're working very hard with a lot of organizations and communities, and especially like within the school system, to break the stigma
mm-hmm.
Of being able to even talk about mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what people need to realize is if you have a broken leg, you're going to go to the hospital and get your leg fixed.
You're not going to keep walking. You're
exactly. and if you have something going on, you know, mentally with your mental health, you need to address it. And
mm-hmm.
we need to come together as a community and realize that that is equally as important as our physical health as well as it's as our mental health. And so, you know, Grassroots really does work very hard in trying to get people to realize that, you know, their mental health services are the first stop call Grassroots. And if they can't, you know, help you at that particular time, then they will connect you to additional resources and support. And that's what the great thing is about Grassroots. It is a resource connector. It starts there.
And I love that you said that, break the stigma, you know, like let's start really that conversation. Let's be okay knowing that, I mean, we all have mental health. You know, it's not that you have a problem for you to have mental health. that's because that's the idea that we have. It's like, once you have a problem, then you start talking about it. And it's like, no, you have mental health. Like, just like you have regular health. I love the example of your leg, you know. Yes, sometimes something breaks. Yes, sometimes something happens. As I said, I was out for a week last week with a cold, and I had to take the necessary care for it, right? I had to rest, I had to fluids, the Tamiflu and all of that stuff, right? It's the same thing with our mental health, which is already there. We have it. We just need to be proactive. We need to take care of it. And if there's at any point anything that feels overwhelming, I think it was the word that you used earlier, Kathy, that's when we need to make that call, right? Like when I first coughed, I already, you know, it was an alert for me, like, okay, something's coming up, something's happening. It's the same thing. The moment you start having, you know, that I don't know how to describe it, even overwhelming thoughts, maybe, the moment you start feeling some sort of way that's just not usual for you, talk to somebody.
Absolutely. That's the one thing, particularly with young people, that we're trying to get them to realize, is that it's okay to ask for help. And for those people who may be having thoughts of suicide, that we ask them, don't do nothing. Get the help that you need. And certainly with friends, be a better friend. Be a better listener. If you think your friend might be in danger of harming themselves, then talk to an adult. Talk to, you know, one of your counselors. Talk to a teacher, a coach. But if those folks aren't around when you need them, then you call Grassroots, because that is your resource. That is your connecting opportunity to get your friend help. Talk to a counselor.
Fantastic. So going back to Super Sunday and the silent auction and all of this fun that's coming our way, what can people expect? So Allison, you started painting the picture. You come in, you get your wristband with your bidder number, and then you see all of these tables with all of these wonderful prices that you can bid on. What else happens? So as people walk into, they see the tables, they see the prices. What else is happening in Wild Lake High School?
So the wonderful reason why we have our event at Wild Lake is because it has a huge main street. It's got a huge lobby. And then off to the left is the silent auction activity. But off to the right, you will see tables set up that are beautifully arrayed with soup kettles and volunteers ready to serve soup. We have 16 different kinds of soup.
Wow.
That are all donated from local restaurants.
And they're delicious.
I'm trying to think of 16 kinds of soup, and I'm like, I'm five.
So what's really amazing about this is that every single one is different. We have 5 vegetarian, 2 of which are vegan, and then we have 7 gluten-free. So for all of those people who might be thinking, oh, do they have something for me to enjoy? We absolutely try to accommodate all of the different dietary needs. We also include ingredients next to each soup, so in case people need to ask if it has a certain ingredient. We also have all the different types of bread that you could possibly want, Via de France, Mission Barbecue, and even Cabot Cheese, all the way from Vermont, donates cheese for the event. Then when you move into the cafeteria, we have all of the tables set up so people can come and bring their tray and sit down and eat. But we also have a DJ playing music. And one of the best parts of the event is some of my volunteers enjoy dancing. So they get the kids up and dancing and doing all the fun dance songs. And then further back into the cafeteria, we have the sundae station, so you can come back and make your own sundae, vanilla ice cream with different types of toppings and flavors. And if you're still hungry, you can go back and do it all over again.
Do you have to pay again, or is it?
Nope. $20 per ticket for each adult, $5 for kids under 12. It is literally all you can eat, soup, bread, and ice cream.
16 types of soup. I'm still like going through the ones that I knew, and I'm coming up with chicken noodle. I'm coming up with crab. I'm coming up with. I think that's it.
I think the one of the most favorite is Leland's cream of crab soup. Good. That one goes just so fast. We have King's Contrivance. They do a Maryland crab. Mm. We have lentil and bean. We've got Ron Azul does a unbelievably delicious wild rice and chicken chowder out of this world.
Oh, chowder.
Just literally different bean soups and tortellini and different kinds of soups, and it's all donated.
I was going to say, you just mentioned a couple different restaurants there, so tell us a little bit more about how that part comes up to be. Like, you know, you reach out to different restaurants in the area, and they all donate there?
You do. So there are a lot of restaurants that are repeats, and then there are new restaurants that we've sort of brought into the fold. And, you reach out, you make a connection, and you tell them about this event, and every single one has really been, how unique, how interesting. Mm-hmm. And when you tell them, we'll drop the buckets off, you fill the buckets, we will have volunteers pick up the soup. The soup gets stored in the walk-in refrigerator at Wild Lake High School. And then we have a professional catering staff that comes in to heat the soup and manage the soup. And then we have 90 to 100 high school volunteers that actually are serving the soup. So restaurants are really excited about the fact that they can donate without actually having to put forth any staff. Because that's the big problem with them is that, you know, they have great product, but they don't always have the staff to be able to support
service. Absolutely. Now, you're talking about 100 volunteers. So how many people do you guys usually get to come to the event?
We average between 550 and 650 people every single year.
Wow.
Yeah, we have people who look forward to this event every year. And, of course, when you have big congregations like Glenmar and Bethel United Methodist, you know, they are a foundation of support and attendance right there. And then, you know, we promote it through the schools. We promote it through all our faith-based organizations, all of our collaborators. And people just come.
Right. But it's open to the public.
Absolutely.
It's open to everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's family friendly. It's which I love because many times that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges. Now that my kids are a little older, I'm not finding that challenge so much anymore. But when they were little, I mean, to find an event that would be fun to take them because they need to be engaged. You
know,
when they're little kids, you understand as a, now that I am a mom, I understand when I wasn't a mom, I remember thinking, you know, the little ones running and not understanding, like, why do the parents not have them sit down and, you know, just keep them there? And now that I had, when I had mine, I was like, oh, that's why they couldn't. They couldn't do it.
There's a lot of energy with this event.
Right.
There's so much energy, and I think that's what people really value and appreciate. Mm-hmm. And parents can sit down and talk, and they know that their kids are up by the DJ dancing with the other, students, having a great time, and you know that they're safe.
Yeah,
yeah. So you don't have to worry.
That's wonderful. So we have just a couple more minutes left here on our broadcast for this Monday morning, but I want you guys to really extend that invitation to really just talk to everybody listening, everybody watching, and get them excited about coming and being part of this event.
It's about, in my mind, it's about grassroots. You're helping an incredible organization who, they do so much in our community, and they need so much help and support. And this is a great way. All of the money from the silent auction goes directly to grassroots. It's a fun time. You can find anything, you know, that you were looking for at the silent auction. It's a blast. It really is.
We encourage people to maybe come after church and come feed your family. You can do it and help an organization that, who knows, maybe someday you might need their services.
Absolutely. So save the date, Sunday, March the 15th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. right at Wild Lake High School, an event, Super Sunday, for the 12th annual Super Sunday for a fundraiser for Grassroots Crisis Intervention Center. good, you know, good family time for a great cause. This is a way for you to get involved with your community, but still it creates an opportunity for you to have a good time with your family, mm-hmm. maybe get to know other people in the community, support the kids, support grassroots. Really, I would imagine that even for the volunteers, just to be able to come and see all these people coming through, it's got to be an experience for them. You know, what you're giving them just by coming to those volunteers, you know, as an experience to see the difference that they can make. It's taken this event to a whole other level that unfortunately we don't have time to talk about.
No.
But thank you guys for coming in. And I really appreciate it. $20 per adult, $5 per child. Wildlake High School, Sunday, March the 15th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everybody's invited. Everybody is welcome. And I invite everybody to also go into Grassroots website. That's grassrootscrisis.org just to find out who it is that you're helping and what it is that they're doing for our community. I think you will be surprised to see everything that they do. So have a wonderful Monday, and I'll be back on Wednesday. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.